And for civic interest this morning, something a little different, a little special. We are talking with a couple of representatives from the Committee of Ten. Of course, the school consolidation vote, Hudsonville-Palestine consolidation coming up. And so we're going to try to get some information out there, perhaps answer some questions that the listeners in the area have. And we've had some questions submitted via our website, so we're going to use some of those questions and talk to a couple of representatives. First off, just have you gentlemen introduce yourselves.
Good morning. I'm Matt Draper. I'm a Hudsonville board member and one of our delegates to the Committee of Ten.
And my name is Damian Tingley. I am one of the members of the Committee of Ten from Palestine.
All right. Well, I appreciate you guys taking some time out of a busy day otherwise to come in and talk to us. And I know you've had a busy couple of weeks, but the Committee of Ten have been working on this a whole lot longer than a couple of weeks. We were talking a little bit before we went on the air that you've actually been working on this since 2016, the first time that everybody kind of got together and started looking at some of the numbers. Either one of you take us through a little bit of that process, kind of how it got started, the committee, and what led to the formation of the Committee of Ten.
Basically, there was a feasibility study that was done in the, I believe, 2014-2015 time range. The feasibility study announced that the best possible, in their mind, options for Hudsonville and Palestine were to consolidate together using an 11E consolidation procedure. Once they came out with that, both school boards kind of opened up to each other and said, you know, we're willing, whenever you're willing, to start talking about this. After a little bit of time, we all got together, decided it was time to form a committee of 10, and I believe we started meeting in August of 2016. And have been meeting pretty diligently since.
Well, that's we want to make sure that people are aware that the idea or the thought of consolidation is not something that is just a twitch sort of decision. It's not a spur of the moment. Committee of Ten have put a lot of time into it, put a lot of looking and figuring, and the Committee of Ten was formed out of the idea that five from Hudsonville, five from Palestine, yep. Both school districts, both communities. Represented together and have a joint interest in this. Let's jump into a little bit of, kind of the meat and potatoes, the numbers of what why consolidation is something that needs to be looked at or is being looked at between Hudsonville and Palestine.
Yeah, one of the big things that drew the consolidation discussion to even come about is the decreasing enrollment. Not just specifically in Hudsonville or in Palestine, but I mean statewide. I mean it's a common problem everywhere. But you know, looking at current or not only current enrollment numbers, but past enrollment numbers. 15 years ago in 2003, Hudsonville's total school enrollment was 408 students. Palestine had a number of about 439 students. Taking those same enrollment numbers as last year, 2017, those numbers have dropped to 313 in Hudsonville and 307 in Palestine. So, I mean, you know, in a 14-year period, I mean, there's close to 100 kids per district that no longer go to those schools. So that was, I think, one of the big things that led us to where we are is that, you know, project, you know, enrollment numbers show roughly 100 kids between the two districts in 10 years have been leaving the districts. Well, those kids equate to state money, so obviously there's been a loss of money to the, you know, specific schools.
Well, and it's an issue that a lot of schools in the area and throughout the state, as you mentioned, have had to deal with. How do you combat that loss of money from the state? What are the things you can do? Well, first and foremost, you look at cutting programs, cutting some of the extracurricular stuff, some of the non-core classes, but unfortunately, those type of cuts are only going to get you so far.
Yeah.
And let's talk about something that has been, I mean, anytime Hudsonville or Palestine talk about consolidation, the topic of a county-wide consolidated school always comes up. Whether it's mentioned by anybody in the know or not, it always seems to be a topic that kind of coincides with that. Let's talk about is the possibility of a countywide school consolidation something that is on the horizon? If that's on the horizon, is this the best step for Hudsonville or Palestine? Should they just wait it out until the countywide school consolidation?
I don't know that we can answer if a countywide school is on the horizon or not. I think I can speak for Damien and myself both on this. We're interested in our small schools right now. We like our smaller class sizes. We're proud of our little schools. We're proud of the individual attention that our students get. We think we can last longer if Hudsonville and Palestine combine our small schools, where we'll still have great student to teacher ratios, still have our small town schools. We're not really interested in going to the larger class sizes of, well, I think we'll have, between the two of us, we'd have about 200 in our entire high school. We're not really ready to join in with a school of 500 or 600.
Right.
Yeah. And, you know, I would agree, you know, I 100% agree with Matt. You know, I don't see that a countywide school is necessarily a possibility yet. But, you know, as the state looks harder to making budget cuts and trying to fix our current financial crisis, you know, it is a possibility. I agree. I like that we have our smaller class sizes. You know, that I was kind of used the term Goldilocks, because, you know, we're small enough that each student kind of gets a little bit of individual attention, but we want to be big enough that we still encourage competition too. Right.
Well, and is this something, is consolidation something that is being kind of instituted at the state level? I know that there has been talk about the state kind of mandating that school districts consolidate in order to lessen the number in the state, and I know that number has dropped exponentially over the last several years.
Yeah, they I actually had looked that up. You know, there was in last few decades there, we went from approximately 12,000 districts in the state of Illinois to the current number, I believe, is right at 850. But even at that number, again, because of the state's financial crisis, you know, the leaders at the state level are still going to look at making cuts wherever possible, and they feel like a lot of the bureaucratic issues in the school districts could save a lot of money. So yeah, I mean, I could see them pushing for consolidations.
Okay. Well, let's talk about if everything happens, if the schools consolidate, what does that mean for the school board? What does that mean for the faculty and staff of Hudsonville, of Palestine? Are we looking at, you know, a group of teachers from either school losing their jobs? Or are we looking at absorbing all of that personnel? How does that look?
After the March elections, if consolidation is voted in favor of, then this fall there would be a new school board election for the new community unit, whatever community unit 10 district or whatever it will be, the combined consolidated Hudsonville Palestine school. Then the following summer, that board will start getting things ready, and the fall of 2019-2020 school year would be the first consolidated year. As far as staff, we honestly believe that all the staff will remain. We'll still need every bus driver. We'll still need every janitor, every teacher, every cook. We'll need the clerical staff. What the only cuts I believe that would be made is we will only need one superintendent, since we will be one combined school district. Each administrative-wise, Palestine would house K through 8. They would need a K through 8 principal. Hudsonville would house K through 5, possibly K through 6, more than likely K through 5, and then Hudsonville would house the high school students. So Hudsonville would need a high school principal and a K through 5, maybe dean of students, maybe assistant principal. But that would be where the the administration would be where the cuts would be. It wouldn't be in the teaching staff or the rest of the support staff.
Okay. Now let's you touched on it a little bit there as far as facilities go. Palestine would be this, and Hudsonville would be where these students are. Are we talking existing buildings? Are we talking new construction as far as housing those students?
No, we would not be looking at any new construction. We don't see any reason to. You know, within the last 10 years, Palestine just built a brand new grade school facility, and it is in, you know, a excellent condition, and is more than big enough to house all the students that we currently have, plus the additional students that would be brought in from Hudsonville. And in relation, Hudsonville has a very nice high school facility, and that's why, you know, we designed the split the way we did to take the positives from each community and really accentuate them.
Okay. Well, let's talk a little bit then about transportation. How do these students get to where they're going? What does that look like?
Basically, I mean, as it sits right now, you know, with our recommendations, you would still go to the school that you go to now on your bus ride. And then once you arrive there, you would be bused, depending on what grade you're in, to one, whichever facility you would go to. There's also, you know, we did have a subcommittee actually created to look at transportation. And, you know, we looked at possibilities of there being a centralized location where actually kids could be moved from one bus to another to go to the other attendance center. Several other districts that have some miles between them do the same type of thing. We actually saw it a lot in a couple of school districts in Indiana, where they met at one of the church parking lots and, you know, moved kids from one to the other. And, you know, we have enough school buses and equipment that if the need arose to create a new bus route, you know, we have the ability to do that if we deemed it necessary.
And it's something there that you mentioned. Talk a little bit about, you guys have spent some time talking to other schools that have done consolidation of the same type, the same level that is being looked at between Hudsonville and Palestine. What did they have to say about what consolidation has meant for them, and kind of what are some of the takeaways you've had from talking to those other districts?
We had some representatives from Salt Fork District, which is up by Danville, came and spoke at the LTC meeting in the last month. They definitely had some growing pains, but they said it wasn't anything that was too difficult to work through. I think the thing that I really grabbed out of that, when they combined their districts, they had one district that had 110 students. They had another district that had 150, so they combined at 260. And as of date, they're at 290. So I think once the community seen some stability there, they've actually grown. And that's something that Damien and I and the rest of the committee of 10 have been really hoping as we go through all this information that we can become the Eastern Crawford County powerhouse. We can show that we're stable. We can draw some teachers in that want to start and finish their career at the same place, somewhere that they think will be there for 30 or 40 years. That's something we haven't really hit on, but statewide there's a huge amount of teacher shortages, and where we used to get all kinds of applicants for a job, we're not getting those kind of applicants anymore, and we're thinking if teachers see that this is a stable school, not two schools that are surviving, but two schools that are thriving, they're going to want to come to us more. They're going to want to come there. They're going to come and want to educate our kids and hopefully raise their own families there.
Well, let's talk a little bit then about that subject. Let's talk about stability, what a consolidated school means, instability, increased class offerings, and that type of thing. Talk a little bit about that. In a perfect world, consolidation happens. What is the kind of pie in the sky goal?
Well, I think, you know, some of the things that we've looked at is Palestine and Hudsonville both have classes that they offer individually that actually do not overlap into a class that's offered at the other school. Palestine has 19 classes that are not offered on the Hudsonville curriculum. Hudsonville has like 17 that aren't offered at Palestine. You know, so I think as a combined district, you now have those classes that could actually be an option to the students. So, I mean, you have some openings that someone from Hudsonville could take a class, you know, now that wasn't available to them before, but because it is something that's being taught in Palestine, you know, now they have that door open to them. You know, and not only that, you know, moving on into higher learning, you know, college courses and stuff, Hudsonville currently offers 6 dual credit classes in their curriculum, and Palestine offers 2. So, I mean, there now you have a combined 8 different dual credit classes that you can take forward, you know, going into your college career. You know, that 8 classes could very well cut a year off of your total college time. You know, and heck, what kid wouldn't like to get out of college a year early?
Yeah. My son-in-law has taken several dual credit classes throughout his high school career, and now he's like a month or two away from finishing at VU after having only gone to college for a year and a few months. He'll be graduated and have his degree. So, without question, the benefit of those types of dual credit classes are something that to look at. I know that the consolidation issue is something that is passionate on both sides. The people that are for it are, you know, absolutely, as we talked about before we went on the air, everybody who has an opinion about this feels like they're doing the right thing. Obviously, the Committee of 10 has gotten together and put a lot of time into this because you guys feel like this is what is best for the students and best for the communities. So it's important to be educated and to get all of the answers. Now, I know you've had a series of town hall meetings. Do you have some more meetings if people want to know more about this coming up in the future?
I don't believe that we have any intentions of any further town hall meetings. I do know that we, as a committee of 10, we do have maybe one, possibly two more meetings that we're looking at having before the actual voting day. But, you know, we absolutely encourage anyone that have any questions. You know, our email addresses are readily available to anybody that wants them. You know, obviously we can be called, you know, or you know, we're all in the community all the time. So, I mean, if you have a question, you're more than welcome to come up and ask us, you know, because that's what we want to stress is, you know, whether you're voting yes or no, we just want you to go into the booth with as much information so that you're making an informed decision.
Absolutely. Anything else you guys want to touch on or talk about while we've got you here?
No, sir.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I appreciate the two of you coming in. I know, again, taking time out of your day to come in and talk to us. And the consolidation vote's an important vote. And the March primary election is typically one that doesn't see a lot of voter turnout, so we're hoping that everybody who can get out and vote gets out and vote, whether you're talking about voting for consolidation or sheriff or any of the other votes that are coming up. We'd certainly encourage people to get out March 20th and cast your vote. The thing I always say is if you don't get out and vote, then you can't complain about the results. You just have to be quiet and live with it. Yeah. So if you are for consolidation, if you're against consolidation, get out there and vote. If you don't vote, then you just have to live with the results.
We're voting for our kids' future, so keep that in mind when you go.
Yeah, absolutely. I appreciate you guys coming in and talking with us. Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Once again, we've been talking with representatives from the Committee of 10, the school consolidation vote coming up in March. And moving forward, it's in your hands, so get out and vote.